This is Johnson May Productions, Urban Podcast. I'm your host, John2IG. Today is May the 11th, 2024. And I hope everyone's enjoying their weekend so far. Today is Saturday around the world. And it's a nice sunny day here in Nevada. I'm getting ready to get out, man, and enjoy some of my vacation. I've been on vacation now since Tuesday, and I'm enjoying the rest of it, man. I got 10 days, so I'm just going to take it and take it in light and stride and enjoy the rest of my time off. Be sure to check the link in the description box for any information on missing children. Still no updates as far as missing children, so hopefully some prayers are being answered for families of missing children. That's always great to hear, man. You know, let's get these babies home and get them safe and sound. But I just want to jump on real quick, man, and I've been kind of checking out a few YouTube videos since I've been off on these internet streets. And I want to talk about the whole sprinkle debate that's going on. Today's dating, man, modern dating is a trip. You know, I don't date. I ain't been on a date in years. I just stopped dating. I seen the change with the influx of social media, and it just really just turned me off. I just really don't really engage in that shit no more. But God bless those who do. You know, if I happen to go on a date, man, it'd be an accident. I will jump on this podcast and talk about it if I go on a date. But the drizzle from what I understand is a response from the fellas who are responding to the women, saying, you know, basically what they're doing is flipping the game. Well, you know, I put it like this: the brother who originally did a TikTok video saying the drizzle, but what he was doing, he was being sarcastic. He was flipping the game, saying that, you know, how some women, because I can't say all women, okay, but some women have outrageous standards when it comes to men. You know, they want men to be a goddamn millionaire. You know, they want him to, you know, drive a Porsche, a Lamborghini, and you know, basically be Superman. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know. It's just outrageous. They gotta have a six pack, make six figures, you know, be 6 feet tall, you know, 666. That sounds like the doubles number, 666. But anyway, so the brother got on TikTok and made a response to that. You know, drizzle saying, well, you know, the woman's gotta look a certain way. You know, she gotta pay my rent, gotta buy my shoes, you know, pay for dinner. And so basically he was flipping what some of the women have already been saying. And so that kind of took on a life of his own, because now you got a lot of young guys saying drizzle, and the women are saying sprinkle, you know, saying, in other words, you know, sprinkle, you know, you gotta pay to play. You know, you're going to take me out on a date. You know, now I'm going to say this. Let me just reference this from an old school guy. Okay. An old school cat who played around for many, many years. Okay. Let me say this, man. And this goes for the men and women. Can't nobody do you any way that you don't allow them to, you know, in other words, if you got standards that needs to be met and a person cannot meet those standards, then you move on. Okay. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your energy. Don't waste your time. Just move on, you know, go out and find a person that's going to live up to your standards of quality of dating or relationships or whatever case that may be. I tell you what, man, if you're meeting, you got to realize too, man, that, you know, the person that you're going out on a date with is a complete stranger. Okay. You don't know them. You don't know nothing about them. You're getting to know them. The whole purpose of dating is you're getting to know this person. You know, you're learning about them, learning things about you, learning things about their character, learning things about their family. Most importantly, man, learn who that person's family is, okay? And what I tell a lot of young ladies, man, that I've encountered, that I meet and talk to, is like, look, marry before you carry, okay? If that dude is not good enough to put a ring on your finger and marry you, why in the fuck would you bring a child into the world? Why would you even trust him that he's going to be there to help you take care of that child? More times than likely, you're going to get stuck with that child. You know, don't do it. I mean, and we're living in an information age now, to where you've had generations upon generations of women who've gone through this shit. And so you got examples. You got all kind of examples to look at. You don't have to put yourself in that situation, man. I was talking to a young lady a week ago. You know, she was telling me, you know, she had her kids when she was in high school, and only because her boyfriend wanted them. I was like, are you serious, sister? Are you serious? You know, and he's in jail. And I said, you know, that's a hard life, man. That is a hard, hard life. Ask any single mother out here that's trying to raise their children, or just one kid, let alone many kids, okay? And, you know, having to buy different dudes, that's crazy, you know? And guys, you got to be responsible, man. You know, men got to be still be men at the end of the day, you know? I don't care how crazy some of these women are, man. You still got to stand up. You got to stand on your square and be a man. If a woman approaches you with all these high, super high expectations, or I expect you to, they want to go out on $300-$400 dinner dates on the first date and all that kind of crazy shit, man, you already know to step away from that. Just walk away from that. Like, okay, have a nice day and keep it moving. You know, why is it that every time brothers, I'm talking about brothers in particular, okay? Every time a brother do something, whether it be going overseas or just refusing to do certain things or refusing to go with the flow, there's got to be a movement involved, man. Just do it, you know. Just do it, you know. You don't have to tell the whole world your business. I mean, you know, that's why I can't stand about social media, man. It's like, damn, everybody's so nosy and gossipy nowadays. You know, it's like, damn, just, you know, if you don't want to date, you know, if you feel like you got to date one of these high sedity broads and spend your money on them, and then she turn around and play you, that's on you. You ain't got nothing to bitch about, but you know that's your problem, man. You know, you got to get some game about yourself. Get around some other men and learn the game. Learn the dating game before you step out there. Don't just step out there watching these social media, being on social media and going on these dating apps and thinking that you got it all figured out because you got a few dollars in the bank. These chicks, you know, a lot of men are vultures. Then they will take you. They'll take you fast. You know. There's nothing, you know, there's nothing sacred about them giving up their chastity, you know? And again, this is not a knock on all the women. I mean, there are some good women out there, you know, who are looking for good men. But you guys got to know, it all comes down to your moral values and your scruples and where you stand at. How much are you going to tolerate? You know, what you're not going to tolerate, you know? But, yeah, guys, I'd hate to be a young man out here dating today, man. Damn, I'm out here in Vegas, and I see guys get took left and right, man. Just, it's crazy, you know. You know, you're looking for companionship. Going on these dating apps is probably not the thing to do, whether you're male or woman, you know. Man or woman, I say, man, just get out, socialize. I mean, not saying, when I say socialize, I don't mean going to these nightclubs either, these hot-ass nightclubs. There ain't nothing but a monkey trap, you know, to get caught up. I'm talking about just going about your day, man. You know, they have, you know, these little social gatherings, you know, for singles, and you know, that's a pretty, you know, I guess a cool vibe to go to, you know. But me personally, honestly, man, just going about your day. You know, you might find your wife at a grocery store. You know, you might meet her at a library. You know, do the things that you stay on your purpose that God wants you to do. And that's where you're going to find her at. You know, And the same for the ladies, you know, don't be out here, don't be so god don't, so damn greedy, man. I mean, you know, just follow, you know, just do your thing. Do the things that you normally do. Don't meet a guy thinking that, you know, thinking it's going to be a come up, you know. And for God's sakes, you know, protect your chastity. You know, value yourself, value your body, man. You know, the hell with these rappers, you know, these sexy Reds and Sukihanas of the world, man. Them chicks are done. Trust me, in another few more years, they're going to be done, man. Ain't nobody going to want them. You know, nobody's going to pay attention to them, you know. You gotta understand, you got to honor God, man. Honor your body. Protect your temple, man. You know, you're precious. You know what I'm saying? If you think of yourself, and your body is precious than gold. Men respond to women who are ladies, who are classy. I don't care. You can be the most thugged out, gutter, you know, type of guy. You know what I'm saying? Street guy. But if he sees a respectable lady, you know, coming around, he's gonna respond to that accordingly. Remember that. I know what I'm talking about. But yeah, the whole sprinkle, drizzle is just, I thought it was just kind of cute. It was just kind of funny to me. I mean, it's like, you know, people are so bored today. They got to come up with all these different little slogans and challenges and things to do. Hey, man, live your life. Go out and have fun. You know, don't take this shit so serious, man. Especially you young folks, you know, you millennials and Gen Zs. Y'all really need to take it easy, man, because some of y'all age on a lot faster than we did growing up. I mean, I was like, wow, I saw a kid that was like 21, 22 the other day. I thought he was damn near my age, you know. Scared, tripped me out. I was thinking, yo, take it easy, young man. You know, slow down. Take your time, man, you know. But that's all I got to say about that. I just wanted to jump on and kind of rapitate about that, you know, get y'all's thoughts, you know, on that topic. I think it's just kind of funny, so I'm kind of amused by it. But I'm gonna get out of here. I appreciate all the listeners. And while I'm thinking about it, while it's on my mind, it just occurred to me this morning. Yeah, we are in our fifth season here on the John Tomei Productions Urban Podcast, and I just personally, man, want to say thanks to all of to those who have been rocking with us and listening with us, man, these past five seasons. Greatly appreciated. You know, any little support, it's greatly appreciated on this end, man. It's all been one big, huge blessing. And we're going to hang around, you know, we're going to do this for as long as we can. But yeah, I just wanted to definitely make that announcement. Yeah, we got five seasons in the game, so let's do another five, see what happens, you know. But you all take care, and thanks for listening. Remember, your health is your wealth. We will catch you on the next episode real soon. I got some time off, so I might be jumping on here every day. So y'all take care. Thanks for listening. Stay blessed. Bye-bye.